There are more signs of trouble in the banking sector. This time, the target of concern is the regional bank, PacWest. Its stock fell by more than half early this morning, and investors are nervous about yet another potential bank failure.
And for regular Americans, a new poll has found that half are worried about the safety of their money in banks, and the Federal Reserve's new interest rate hike could amplify fears. Let's talk through the basics now with Robert Kaplan. He's former president and CEO of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas. Rob Kaplan, thanks for joining us.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me, Scott.
So just to remind ourselves what's been happening, we've seen three middle-sized, medium-sized banks, Silicon Valley Bank, Signature, First Republic, have gone under for similar reasons. They put their money in bond investments that lost money, and that tied up their money long term, and a lot of their customers freaked out, pulled their money out. Now
right.
We have PacWest. What is the fear here in your view, that potentially there are more risks beneath the surface that we don't know about?
Yeah, so there are a couple of big issues that every banker and every bank thinks about. One, you take deposits, you either make loans with them, or you take the excess and put them in an investment account. Most bankers I know are very careful in the investment account not to buy long-term mortgage-backed or treasury securities, even though they're AAA, because you got a mismatch. You take short-term deposits, you invest in something that's 20 or 30 years. When rates go up, you might lose 20% of the value. That's what happened at Silicon Valley Bank and at First Republic. It happened at a lot of other banks, but in those two cases, the losses alone were enough to wipe out their net worth. So that's why they were in such trouble. The problem is now, normally in the past, when we talked about a banking issue, we would be talking about it after a credit cycle, after a downturn. In other words, after there'd been all these defaults. We haven't even entered the downturn, and the credit losses and the credit cycle is about to happen. The tough thing about this situation is before we even head through the downturn and the credit losses, most banks in this country have lost deposits, their capital's been marked down, and they're not well positioned for the credit losses.
And can I ask you to explain what you mean by the next phase, this credit phase? Do you mean banks could reduce their lending, be wary of lending to regular Americans?
They already are. And so what the banks now are braced for is banks make real estate loans and they make what are referred to as commercial and industrial loans, i.e. to small businesses. Small banks are the primary source of capital for small business. The problem is when you go through a recession, some of those loans don't turn out to be good loans. Now, if the bank has reserves for those loan losses, they're fine. But in a downturn, normally they have to increase their reserves. That's what the issue is, in that in a downturn, they're going to take more loan losses, and they're worried that when they go through that stress, maybe some of their depositors over $250,000 are going to say, you know what, I feel safer at a big bank, not at a small mid-sized bank.
So more potential exodus of account holders at these medium-sized non-mega banks.
Yeah, and this is why, and remember, of the 4,150 banks, the great preponderance of them, over 90%, are those small mid-sized banks. Now, some people say, why does that matter? Because small mid-sized business in this country rely on them for lending. Big businesses in this country are not terribly affected by this crisis. This is a crisis of small mid-sized banks and small mid-sized companies that are very dependent on those banks. And this is why I really think the government should really seriously consider raising the FDIC insurance level, at least for business accounts at these small mid-sized banks.
Oh, that is to provide extra insurance for accounts over a certain dollar amount.
Over $250.
Depositors feel more secure. My money is going to be there.
Yeah. And so here's the issue. If you really want to save more than $250,000, you can go out and buy treasuries. You have a lot of options. If I run a small business, though, and I have a payroll account and I have more than 50 employees, that payroll account is going to certainly be probably more than $1 million. I can't have three payroll accounts. I have to pick a bank. It's always easy to pick JP Morgan, you want to make it so they'll stay with your small mid-sized bank, because that's the source of lending for small mid-sized companies.
So just to put a point on this, perhaps the current chapter, the previous chapter, is one where perhaps a lot of Americans were not that affected. That is, you know, if they had their money in these banks that failed, they got their money out. The government and the FDIC made them whole. Okay.
Right.
But now on Main Street, there could be a real problem. That is, if I run a small business, suddenly the loan that I need to keep everything going might not be there anymore. I might be rejected,
right,
or the interest is going to be higher. That's the idea.
Yes. And by the way, it's already happening. Every small mid-sized bank I talk to is scrubbing their loan book because they need to reduce their loan book to brace for a potential downturn. For a small mid-sized business in this country, I would argue over the last month, it is much harder to get a loan or keep your existing loan.
If there's a recession coming, these small and mid-sized banks could be the conduit of how a recession affects you and me.
That's true, but I'm on the positive side. See, if we go through a downturn, and again, the Fed raising rates is attempting to engineer a downturn to cool inflation, we'll need those small mid-sized banks and small mid-sized businesses in this country to be the engine of climbing out of that downturn. I'm just worried that unless we make some structural changes here, we are doing damage to that muscle.
Robert Kaplan is former president and CEO of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you, Scott.